This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Visit with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen inviting you to spend the next hour with us. Quality time with at least one quality person. Maybe I give myself some credit too. Two quality people. In terms of information from the world of medicine, the quality is not to be questioned. Dr. Ken Kronos, practicing at Lake Cardiology. He is a very well-known cardiologist all over the country. Does a great job of dealing with people firsthand. The knowledge that you get not only about your circulatory system and your cardiological level of strength, but also he understands your whole body and is happy to work his magic with you. You gotta pay attention though. You have to want to do something. If there's a problem, you gotta want to do the fix. Not up to Ken, up to you. So reach out to Ken if you'd like to connect. It's 352-735-1400. Every week here on Good Day Health, we spend the hour talking about a lot of things, risk factors. We talk about what's in the various journals of medicine, take on various things that people ought to know about or be conscious about when it comes to how their health and the system works. It's national. The Good Day program, Ken, we always start with good news. Each portion of the program has a good news focus. And I guess I have a couple of things here today. One of them, the fact that napping is great for your creativity. I feel good about this because I try to take a nap every day. It's important to kind of get rejuvenated, re-energized. So how is this that napping boosts creativity, although it seems like it's almost intuitive to take that?
Well, I think we all remember Thomas Edison, and almost you as famous for boasting about the benefits of naps, but Thomas Edison, who had more than 1,000 patents before he left planet Earth, used to go to sleep with a heavy weight in his hand when he was dealing with a project, and then would drop it and wake himself up after he fell asleep a bit, ready to work. And what he discovered was his brief nap would bring back his creativity. Well, published this week in Scientific Reports, Medical Journal, is a study that confirms your thoughts, your intuition, and Thomas Edison's findings that, in fact, there's a strong effect of sleep onset on creativity. Sleep onset, and not to get too deep in the weeds, all the different phases of sleep, and there's multiple ones are given terms. And N1, this is the initial, when you're having your sleep onset. This is the earliest stage of sleep, when people, Doug, transition from that woozy feeling, but they're still awake, into sleep. And this transition apparently opens up our senses to a lot of input, and this is where the creativity occurs, and it just takes a few minutes. In this study, 1 to 5 minutes was all it took to significantly improve people's creativity. So if you want to work on your own creativity, you come to a dead end, you're writing a book, whatever you're doing, you're planning, you're trying to figure things out in your life, just go and take 1 to 5 minutes to the point where you're transitioning into sleep, and apparently it's that strong effect of this stage of sleep that is called sleep onset. For those who are the techies, N1 phase of sleep, this is so enriching in terms of your own creativity. Isn't that interesting, Doug?
Do you take a nap? I don't know. You don't have. Now that I think about it, I've never seen your office. So I don't know if you have a couch in there or not.
No, I don't have a couch, but I'll sit in a chair and I'll close my eyes for a minute or two, and I have found this to be true. I mean, I find that a 1 to 5 minutes of just deep relaxation is wonderful.
It's almost like meditation. I tend to take longer naps, 20, 25 minutes maybe, depending on how much time I have between one one of my jobs to the next job. But I do find it makes a, if I don't take a nap on most days, I can, if I jump into the next project, sometimes I don't miss it. But in the transition time, if I don't do it, sometimes I'm just lost. I need that 15 or 20 minutes. So,
is that to catch up on rest or your creativity?
A little of both, I think. I think a little of both. My alert factor is, as you know, pretty good during the course of the day. I can go, most days I do go from 5 in the morning until about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm pretty much with it. There are times, though, when I get groggy, especially if I'm driving. If I happen to be on a tractor.
Please don't nap while you're driving.
No, but you got to take a nap before you take a drive.
Good idea.
In order to make sure that everything's functioning. Here's another bit of good news. This also seems kind of intuitive. I've been talking a lot today about intuition with Uri Geller and with listeners, and so I'm passing this along to you. Cranberries may reduce the repeat symptoms of urinary tract infections. That's good news, and it seems also to be, although it was in one of the reviews that you sent my way recently, I just think that most people know that cranberries are good for your urinary tract, don't they? Drinking it, taking capsules, whatever, having cranberry sauce. Isn't that, don't most people know that?
Right. There's a chemical in cranberries which is healthy, and I have a challenge, like most, pronouncing it, proanthocyanidins.
Okay.
I think I'm close, but I'm probably not exactly right. Mm-hmm. But this is a factor that's felt that it helps to prevent urinary tract infections. The bacteria that cause it helps to make them less sticky to the walls of the bladder and other urinary tract sites in the body. And the linings just become less sticky to the bacteria by these proanthocyanidins. I'm purposely making it sound harder than it is.
Coming up on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, a focus on obesity, marijuana use, and other things of import. Doug Steffen here with a recent study that focuses on American women. Apparently, women are more likely to die of preventable causes and pregnancy complications than women and any other developed nation in the world. Here's a report and update from Candace Robbins.
I'm Candace Robbins. Pregnancy-related deaths in the U.S. have risen 140% over the last three decades, and cardiovascular disease continues to be the leading cause. Surprisingly, less than half of U.S. women entering pregnancy have good heart health, which can have dire consequences for mothers-to-be. American Heart Association medical expert Dr. Johanna Contreras explains.
The four key risk factors for maternal mortality are age, race, weight, and high blood pressure. High blood pressure poses a significant threat to heart health during pregnancy and later in life. It's important for women to understand how to take care of themselves and their baby.
The American Heart Association recommends home management for hypertensive people to help their healthcare provider determine if the treatment works.
Checking your blood pressure at home is not a replacement for regular checkups with your healthcare professional, but it can be helpful in controlling high blood pressure.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/pregnancy.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. The focus on marijuana. This is something Ken and I used throughout. I never felt you were wrong, and it isn't my place to question you anyway, because you're the authority. Although I've had some dealings and some close calls, not using marijuana, but growing it on my farm. And so whenever we talk about it, you usually come up with a number of things that will not be favorable toward marijuana.
Wait a second. Whoa. No, I don't come up with things. Yeah. I just report what's in the medical literature
each week. But you find them. Let's put it that way.
They find me.
Okay. Well, listen.
I'm not searching marijuana. I'm reading the medical journals. And
That's not a criticism. It just is a statement. All right.
It's not a bias, though. It sounded to the listeners like a bias.
I think we all have our biases one way or another. I don't like marijuana and wouldn't use it.
Doug, if I see something in the medical literature that says marijuana is good, I report it.
Okay. Marijuana is good only for medical reasons, I think. Anyway, that's not the point. There's a study that shows that if you use it, there's a problem with artery disease that may come out of it. So what's the scoop there?
Yeah, we all know what smoking does to the circulation in our legs, so-called PAD, peripheral artery disease.
This is any kind of tobacco.
Any kind of tobacco, but especially smoking. I guarantee you, if you're a long-term smoker, when you walk up those stairs, your calves, the backs of your legs hurt you when you walk. Mm-hmm. We call this a big word, like everything else, intermittent claudication. And you have to sit down when it progresses, when the blockage in the circulation of the legs progresses. You start getting rest pain in the calves and thighs, even when you don't even walk upstairs. And it's so severe. At the end stage, it leads to amputations. But the news this week out of the Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions is that, yes, we do know that smoking cigarettes has long been linked to peripheral artery disease, or PAD. This is the condition where there's buildup of plaque that narrows arteries and limits blood flow to the legs or arms. We were also talking about legs, but also arms. But now this new study suggests that marijuana, Doug, may have a similar impact after finding that users had three times the risk of developing PAD, peripheral artery disease. So this is recreational use, especially bad for the legs. So if you want to play basketball, you better not be smoking marijuana.
So what is this? Does this impact cramps that one would have in legs as well? Could that be related to marijuana or is that something else?
Well, let's back it up a second. Cramps in the legs can be due to a lot of things. They can be due to muscle aches, specifically to the muscles, or they can be due to circulation issues. And this is what we're talking about, peripheral artery mm-hmm. disease. Smoking cigarettes, most common cause, but now marijuana has to be added to the list. That can block the flow to the legs. Anything that blocks arterial circulatory flow, blood flow, oxygen to the legs can cause cramps, Doug.
Let's continue. We've got some more news from the marijuana department that we'll get to in a matter of moments here on this week's Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So I promise another venture into the marijuana world. This is marijuana as recreation, not as medicine, if you will, or used to kind of help people who have some diseases. But this is, I think, the focus on recreational marijuana during pregnancy. Who'd be dumb enough to do that? I guess that's my question.
Well, this is where therapeutic marijuana is getting in the way of actual our health. And it's not only recreational, because this is out of the frontiers in pediatric medical journal this week, that because as recreational marijuana use rises, some of the dispensaries are actually recommending it as a remedy for morning sickness, Doug. Mm-hmm. But this new research warns that using marijuana during pregnancy may significantly affect fetal growth. While fetal exposure to cannabis in early pregnancy, Doug, can reduce birth weight, those effects can become more severe if use continues throughout the pregnancy. So here's where, when you approve it and make it legal for recreational use, sometimes the smearing confusion to using it for medical uses occurs, much to the ill effect of the user and here the coming to be child.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some of the research on older Americans and what happens. This is sort of something people that are older than I am and older than you are, but I've seen people who are our age and older have a problem if your bones are brittle, you're not sure on your feet, you fall down, you break your hip, you go to the hospital, you get pneumonia, and you're done. So am I telling the story in too dramatic a way, or is this part of, because a lot of Americans seem to be dying of fall-related injuries?
Yes, falls are not going away. Actually, part of Obamacare requires us, even if you're not on Obamacare, to discuss with every 65-year-older the issues of falling, how to prevent them, and you have to document in the chart that you do that.
Wow.
But what we learn out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that older Americans are dying of falls at more than double the rate of 20 years ago. Seems that older adults these days, they're surviving serious medical conditions like heart attack and stroke, which is a good thing. But living with the after effects of these conditions, what do you think? They can also put people at increased risk of falls. And also, many older adults now are taking multiple medications, some of which, or combinations of which, can cause dizziness or other side effects that contribute to falls. Ask your pharmacist each year about the medicines you're on. Ask your pharmacist each time you get a new medication. Will that medication create falls? Will the interactions with your current medications, a reason to have one pharmacist give you all your medications so they can look at interactions, make sure they won't cause falls. Also, another thing to think about is get that eyesight and hearing checked at least once a year. Both or either declining can lead to falls.
You know, one of the things when you think about all the things that happen to people when they're falling down. Remember the old commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you're by yourself, how do you get yourself some help? I think that's something that people ought to be thinking about with regard to, or in addition to, the news that you bring us about the number of injury, what to look out for. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is the weekly adventure into the research done by Ken and the understanding of the research in the various medical journals. Here, it's 28 past the hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine said it's hoping to receive American-made F-16 fighter jets as early as this fall. If there's a rematch of the last presidential election, apparently Trump has the advantage.
That's how a new poll from Harvard Caps Harris has it. The former president takes a 7-point advantage if a potential general election matchup with President Biden were held today. Delving deeper, 47% of respondents picked Trump to 40% for Biden.
Nebraska lawmakers passing a 12-week abortion ban and restricting gender-affirming health care for people under 19. Many Florida medical organizations being forced to stop providing gender-affirming care for adults because of a new state law that bans transition-related health care for minors. Thousands of race fans headed to watch the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore today. Post time expected at 6:50. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health, a production of Steffen Multimedia. Dr. Ken at your service at Lake Cardiology, and for the listeners around the country and around the world that are listening not only to the program as it's aired on a lot of the same stations that carry Good Day, that's why we call it Good Day Health, but also the podcast that happens every week. In the most recent one, Ken talks about the relationship we have to dogs and how it's great helping us. Because of the similarity of the canine heart to the human heart, we were talking about creating pacemakers and defibrillators. I never say that one right either, Ken. Defibrillators, in terms of having the canine heart, how close it is to the human heart, how much research can be done there. We talk about smartphones and dementia, hearing aids also, mammograms, all of that sort of thing. Lots of information every week for you from Ken, and including this more recent podcast has an explanation is probably better as to why mRNA technology is helping to solve a lot of medical issues. Good Day Health Show podcast available at gooddayhealthshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. So in the good news department, starting out trying to satisfy people who get concerned that all we talk about is death, dying, and destruction, this has been National Nurses Week. I wonder how we would do, especially in a present state of things, Ken, if we didn't have nurses. There are a lot of educational things that are necessary for nurses these days. Wasn't it Florence Nightingale? Was she the first nurse? I think she was, wasn't she?
I can't tell you she was the first, but she certainly made great contributions to nursing. You know, I have to tell you how grateful I am to nursing. If it wasn't for a nurse, I wouldn't even be here, Doug.
Your mother is a nurse.
My mother, yes. Yeah. Bless her heart.
Yep. All right, let's talk about No, go ahead.
Go on. So, you know, we just finished with Mother's Day. So, you know, yeah. Nursing has been all around me my whole life. And I couldn't do what I wouldn't have been born if it wasn't for a nurse. And I couldn't do what I do professionally if it wasn't for the wonderful nurses that work with me. So, we're unbelievably grateful. You know, you see a nurse today, thank a nurse for what they do. You can't imagine. These are special people who love you, even if you don't realize it. And they special people go into nursing and stay in nursing, or you don't go in and stay. And if they are staying in nursing, thank them, and you'll be amazed, the little smile, because they don't expect it. They don't really go in it to get the thanks. But if you just acknowledge and appreciate them, you'll be amazed how warmly they'll react. Try it today or the next time you see a nurse.
Nothing wrong with that idea. There is a lot of gossip about Jamie Foxx, the actor who, it seems, has had a stroke. He was making a new movie with Cameron Diaz, and it just, bingo, one day stopped because he had something that wasn't explained, although early on I thought he'd had a stroke from the various descriptions that had been leaking out. So how does somebody, is it more common for black people to have strokes? And how, that's one question, and how easy is it for one who's had a stroke to treat it? Is age a factor much as anything else in recovery? I know he's going through physical therapy at the moment, so that says something also about what kind of a stroke he had.
Well, so you talked first about what causes a stroke, and we know high blood pressure is a huge cause of strokes, and unfortunately in the African-American community, high blood pressure, for a number of reasons, genetic reasons, dietary reasons, is rampant, and this is a big association. And then how well do you recover from a stroke? A huge factor is how quickly you get attention, because there are things we can do now to limit the effects of stroke if you get medical attention really quickly. And then once you have gotten that initial attention, there are amazing things that can be done in rehab these days where, you know, I look back 20 and 30 years ago and we would say, boy, there's not much hope for this life. And there's just a lot that can be done now. So if you've been sleeping for 30 years and you saw one treated with a stroke 30 years ago, you'd be amazed what we can do today.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's good. Hopefully he'll come out of it and be as good as new, as it were.
But watch the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight. Know your numbers. Mm-hmm. Don't smoke. Don't smoke anything. And you'll lower your own risk for stroke. And if stroke runs in the family, especially watch these things especially carefully.
All right, let's talk about cancer. We have a lot of information this week about various types of cancer, including the evidence that links obesity to having gastrointestinal cancers. This would seem to me to be kind of intuitive, but maybe it isn't. From you're heavy, you got all that fat, then that invites cancer, doesn't it?
Well, we know intuitively and by some evidence what you're saying, that obesity in general just increases inflammation in the body. And when bad inflammation, excess inflammation, inflammation that's not needed is attacking the body, it does ruin the functioning of the gears and can lead to cancer. And there's a study this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, that tells us that maintaining a healthy weight may be important for reducing the risk of gastrointestinal cancer. These are cancers of the intestines and stomach. And in this study, we see that excess weight and weight increases in adulthood increase the risk for colon and other gastrointestinal cancers. So just another good reason to watch that weight. Keep yourself at ideal body weight. BMI under 25. Unless you're very muscular, then the BMI falls apart, and that we can talk about another time.
All right. That may be linked to other things that are related to severe obesity, which we can go on to in a matter of moments here. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen, check in with Ken at Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida, 352-735-1400 for an in-person exchange with Ken. I call it an exchange rather than a visit. You can visit with him also through the Zoom world. You know, sometime we need to talk about artificial intelligence, all the hoopla about that and how that may be affecting medicine. But first I want to talk about something that's coming up right around the corner. Ken just mentioned we just had Mother's Day. Father's Day is looming. And if you have a problem giving the man who has everything a present of Father's Day, maybe I can recommend something like Omaha Steaks. You just go over to omahasteaks.com, O-M-A-H-A, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and you get $30 off qualifying orders. You can choose from all kinds of things that are in this package. Great meats, the things, actually there is dessert that comes as well with your order, caramel apple tartlets. Those are kind of a favorite. Omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, D-O-U-G. Place your order today for chicken, for filet, for burgers, for Franks, all of Dad's favorites. I can get hungry just kind of talking about this. So go online at omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, and you can save $30. A minimum order is required. You have to see the site, omahasteaks.com, for details. Omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caliter, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose some weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter.
The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Kent Kronhaus here on Good Day Health for this weekend. This weekend, we're in the middle of the month of May. Lots of research being done all year long. Ken reporting after he reads these various medical journals on how these things affect you. So we've been talking about obesity and how that's a greater risk for gastrointestinal problems. Also, it's linked to your immune system, it would appear, Ken.
And I threw out a term, BMI, body mass index, a number all of us should know. It's a number without a unit that combines our height and our weight. And 25 is an important number to know. 30 is an important number to know. You want to be under 25 or less, and over 25, you're overweight. Over 30, you're obese. You just want to make sure you're 25 or less. And in this study published this week in Nature Medicine, those with a body mass index greater than 40, this is really severe or morbid obesity or extreme obesity, they have a 76% higher risk of developing severe COVID-19 outcomes. These are people that get hospitalized. These are people who don't survive compared to those with normal BMIs. So having a really high BMI, 40 or higher, gives you an extremely higher risk of getting severe COVID-19, not surviving COVID-19, getting in the hospital. So just another good reason to get that weight under control.
So it's summertime. We're well into spring, warm weather, sunshine. Excuse me. I'm reminded that melanoma, which is the most serious type of skin cancer, is something that goes back a long, long time ago, 5th century writer Hippocrates, who was important for the doctors, the Hippocratic Oath, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, described melas and oma, dark tumor. That's what that means in Greek. So this is becoming more of a problem, is it not? I went to a skin doctor recently to get my skin checked. I try to do that every year or so, and I fortunately don't have anything to worry about. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are exposed to the sun, don't have enough vitamin D. Isn't that what the curse is about, Ken?
Well, I think the curse is probably about people addicted to tanning salons. And is what really does a lot of people. And, you know, if you want to get a tan, you know, just, you know, you can go and have someone put it on you without the sun or without the lights. Mm-hmm. And that works too. But you really need to be protected. Sun protection is so important, you know. As someone who lives in Florida, this is part of our life. You know, we all are aware, so aware of this, because most of us know somebody who has died of melanoma in our earlier life when this wasn't so much in our awareness, but this should be an awareness for everybody. Just think about protecting yourself from the sun with sunblock and trying to stay away from those UV lights.
Yeah, that's important. All right, so now we have as I look at the clock ticking away here, we've got to get to questions for Dr. Ken. One of the things that a lot of people are talking about this week is the shortages of drugs. Apparently, the problem is exacerbated by all the promotion, all the people looking for drugs you see and hear on the radio and television. And so there's a concern about whether the shortages of certain drugs will lead to rationing. And this is mostly cancer drugs, I think, as much as anything else. So we seem to have a lot of cancer stuff that I want to continue with asking Ken about specific things with regard to cancer problems. We'll do that coming up next year. For those of you who are anticipating another exciting few minutes with Ken, you've got them. Questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Health.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 53 past the hour now. Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Help yourself to him. His influence in medicine is superb. His influx of info every week that he helps us out understanding what's in the journals. And then you can ask questions as well by dialing 855-999-3684. That number to ask Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. We've been talking about cancers and stuff, ovarian cancer. What about ovarian cancer and whether we're getting a leg up on it, so to speak? I know there's World Ovarian Cancer Day that is supposed to raise awareness of the problem. We were talking about how if you're obese, you're at risk for certain kinds of cancer. Does that fit with ovarian cancer? I suppose maybe a more important question is, what causes it?
Well, ovarian cancer, that's a good question. A lot of it's genetic and a lot of it's unknown. And the problem with ovarian cancer is that usually once you're aware of it, it's grown so large. Yeah. and it's long too late. And there's a big effort trying to look for blood tests. There's some news that there may be a new blood test. It's not yet ready for prime time, but it's close. And hopefully there will be an advance of a blood test used to diagnose ovarian cancer. There was a recent publication in the last week or so about this, and that would be a huge breakthrough if this really pans out.
Mm-hmm.
Ovarian cancer, very sad issue, and a lot of it is these organs that are affected by hormones. When there are hormonal issues, they just fertilize the cancer. If it's in your family history, make sure that the doctors are keeping track and you're under extra special surveillance, because there's clearly, in many cases, a genetic link.
Mm-hmm. Here's the story of a tiny battery that seems to have, according to the research, obliterated breast cancer tumors in mice. They've created an oxygen-free target to kill the disease because tumors live on being fed by oxygen, among other things, right?
Well, it's in mice. Mice are not humans, but
no,
hopefully it will lead to a breakthrough. But let's stay tuned and be hopeful. And maybe in 5 years we'll have something come out of this. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and it's not going to be on human beings for sure. The question comes from many people about artificial intelligence. The warnings this week and hearings in Washington about the technology and how it can go wrong. How can it be used in medicine, either rightly or wrongly?
Boy, that's a loaded question, Doug. And,
yes.
That, you know, and people a lot smarter than me are being stumped by this. And AI is going to be entering medicine without a doubt. And I think we just have to be really careful because, you know, human beings are used to being the smartest around. And when human beings are not the smartest around, some unintended consequences can occur. But I think AI will help in medicine if it's used in an intelligent, careful manner. But I think it'll never replace the one-on-one that is capable and so important in medicine, developing that one-on-one relationship with another human being. Ask a patient, do you want the smartest machine to be your doctor?
No, thank you.
Do you want a very smart human being that knows how to use a machine to be your doctor? And so the best relationships will occur with physicians who know how to use AI smartly, but they're not going to replace us directly to the patient.
I noticed that hundreds of doctors, hundreds of tech leaders have been sending letters, an open letter, in fact, calling for a 6 to 8 month pause in the development of AI systems as they apply to medicine or major expansions of government, private industry. And so I think that there is concern. Whether they get a handle on it or not remains to be seen. There's a lot of people wanting to make a lot of money on this, and they're going to push and push and push and push on it. And so it's not, I see it as a worry, frankly. Dr.
Yeah,
Ken Kronhaus.
We won't know who the real Doug Stephan is. There may be some machine filling in for you.
Right. It's somebody with my voice. Who wants that? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.